Pages 16 and 17. Junior Detective. Mystery on the Ghost Train. Miriam Moneypenny and her husband went for a ride on the ghost train this morning. When they came out, Miriam was no longer wearing her gold and diamond necklace. Who stole it from her? The witnesses. Malcolm Moneypenny, the victim's husband.
That necklace cost me 47,250 euros. I'm devastated. I didn't see anything much. I closed my eyes during most of the ride. It's my wife that likes that sort of amusement. The only thing I saw was the chap with no hands. Ugh, awful.
Miriam Moneypenny, the victim.
The necklace cost my husband 47,250 euros, as he's always telling me. With all the frights, the bats, the zombies, stumps, the ghost, anyone could pull the necklace off at any time.
Saul Sweeten, confectioner.
I was just sitting there watching the ghost train. I love seeing people's faces when they come out. I saw Ginger, the ticket seller, go into the amusement and then come out again. I didn't see him hiding anything when he came out.
The suspects. Willie Owonti, vampire bat.
It's true that I'm an expert at tickling people on their necks, and sometimes I take a hair slide or a cap for a laugh, but I always give them back. Look, you see? Here's the little lady slide.
Morty Walker, actor in the Spooky Cemetery.
I just show my beautiful stumps to the clients. The lady had her necklace after my cemetery, I'm sure.
Ginger Tash, ghost train ticket seller.
I couldn't take the necklace. Everyone knows I am allergic to gold. I went and played the ghost, and then I put my costume in the cupboard and locked it. Then I went back to the ticket office.
Questions. 1. When was the necklace stolen? 2. Which suspect could steal it from her? 3. Where's the necklace hidden?
Junior Detective. Solutions.
1. When was the necklace stolen? If you look at the souvenir photo outside, you see that Miriam still had her necklace on. Willie or Won'ty isn't the thief, because he works in front of the camera. 2. Who could steal it? So now there are two suspects, Morty and Ginger. But Morty was wearing his stumps during the ride. Mr. Moneypenny said so. It's difficult to steal a necklace with no hands. Ginger is allergic to gold, and so his fingers should be red. But perhaps he found a way to be able to steal the necklace. Look, there are some rubber gloves hidden in his sock. 3. Where's the necklace hidden? Let's have a look at Ginger's ghost costume. The necklace is in the cupboard with the costume. So Ginger is indeed the thief.